Okay. Hello, hello. Tyler Bryden here. Feels interesting. I feel like this is a crossover. I'm speaking to sort of two audiences. One who maybe received my monthly email today. You are supporters of Speak. Thank you very much. Appreciate you checking this out. And then I'm just going to post this online because I've been doing daily stand-ups and posting it on LinkedIn and YouTube and other places too. And I'm speaking to both of you today. But what I'm actually looking at, the content of today's video, is April month in review. And I know we're a couple days into May. Some would say too far into May. Why are you still reflecting? But I feel like it's important to get the numbers in, make sure that everything is reconciled, and then you can start to have an even better understanding of how the month that was. And so I want to quickly go. Not going to touch on like every single line, but I have an email that I send out, and those are a pretty transparent, vulnerable email of where we are as a company, what's the progress, what are we working on, what's next, and I'm just going to walk over and walk through it and give some context to anyone who's interested here. So I'm not going to share the exact email, and I apologize for that, but I will touch on most of the points in there. And one of the main pieces is first month of Q2. Obviously, some volatile quarter one of 2022, and that is between obviously war in Ukraine, fears of recession, interest rate hikes. There has definitely been a change in the market. A lot of people changing the market, changing the world, and a lot of people I think operating with fear, with uncertainty, and trying their best to navigate through an uncertain time that we all face as people right now. And I'll say right off the top that has impacted us as a business. It's had a couple downstream effects of customers who are operating both public and in private markets, building out, I would say, more experimental or innovation-focused research arms of their business. And as this market shifted, whether it was them accessing more funds or them shutting down sort of revenue generating activities, that stuff has had an impact on us. And so we're sad to see some of our favorite customers that we've invested lots of time and energy with go. Nothing really to do on our side, but just life that it is and them prioritizing as a business. And that's an important thing. That's something that we're doing here as well. Overall, though, there are still some really nice trends. This graph reflects, I feel like, the reality of business, the reality of life, which is ups and downs. And this is looking at specifically the amount of hours of audio and video analyzed. Last month, we hit about 631 hours, exactly 631 hours, actually. And you can see a little drop in March, and then back up in April here. And we're really happy to see that all-time high. And the piece that this shows and indicates us is even with certain customers, say, leaving or having changes, the usage is actually going up. So that's a nice trend to be able to see. And we hope to see that continue. Now, from a benchmarking perspective, there are companies that are obviously doing way more than 700 hours per month. But for us, because of even the nature of some of the captured, what they're using the small sort of embeddable recorder in our system, and they're capturing small 30-second minute clips at a time, those add up pretty significantly, and it shows a lot of usage for us. So overall, from a traction perspective, we had growth both in users with a nice over 11% increase in total users on the system. So that brings us over 4,300, which is awesome. And then we had a little bit of drop in the MRR, just impacted by some of these businesses. But overall, our total revenue for the business went up 6%. So that's fantastic to see and nice to have. And then what was cool was adding some nice logos to the Old Speak website, and people who have now use the business. So I know a couple people on our team very excited about the IEEE, Salesforce, obviously. Some of these companies and organizations have been longer time partners, but University of Massachusetts, and lots of different sort of educational organizations and institutions, which is really awesome, as well as Ipsos, which is one of the largest research companies in the world. So that was an interesting onboarding for us, and just fascinating to see a company so advanced, so complete in their research, is still using a system like ours at Speak AI. So that was an awesome piece to note. And then From an update perspective, a couple of things that we really worked on this month were, sometimes you do a bunch of things at once and they're all operating in parallel and they can get done nicely, and sometimes they are they trend over each other and they don't actually get executed as much. And so we had really two core focuses in the last month. One of them was this affiliate program, and we were just launching this and really just becoming sort of publicly launching this. And we think, because of the nature of our platform, the type of users that we have, there is a desire, there's ability for people to recommend speak in lots of different instances. And then we're trying to help people actually generate real revenue, real money through this. So in the process right now, reaching out to some affiliates after this video, share this with our actual audience who are users of speak, and really anyone can sign up for free. Create a link, promote that link, and if you are recommending that to anyone who actually uses Speak, they will get, first of all, they'll get a discount, and then you'll get a 25% commission ongoing every month, which is really exciting. So if you have any questions about that, let me know. And from a how can you contribute perspective, this would be a great one. Sign up for the affiliate, recommend Speak where it is, whether it's transcription, captioning, whether it's audio and video analysis, text analysis, the embeddable recorder system that we have, lots of different ways that companies can interface with Speak and derive value from the system. And we're looking to continue to extend that. So very excited about that overall. The other piece here is a pricing, and I'm not going to share the screen on this because it's in a dev environment and I'm not allowed to share the dev environment online, but about to push this live most likely tomorrow. And really what it is a custom pricing calculator. And what that allows you to do is, at the start of the year, we started offering these personalized plans, and we found a lot of people were actually adopting them, taking them up and sharing what they were working on, what they need. And we went through this very manual process, and I've shared this before, where it was like a Jot form, email, to Google Sheet, to Google Doc, to PDF, to DocSend. And that was the stack to allow someone to make a personalized plan. And again, a lot of great reception to that. And what felt really great about it was when you would make that plan, the end of it would be like a thank you. They were excited to move forward. And so we wanted to create that experience. And so what we've built, and I'll be able to share this out very soon, is a calculator where you go into the web page or into the app. You can say, here's my team size, here's how many hours of audio and video I want, here's the premium features that I want, and automatically it will tell you the total. You can choose monthly, 3 months, 6 months, annually, and automatically we'll calculate the price, apply the discount, and then you can go set that up immediately, pay, and it will configure the account to fit those variables. So your account is completely custom tailored to you. You're never paying for things that you don't need. And that's a really exciting piece for us, and it eliminates all the manual part of it and allows people to see the pricing in real time instead of even that delay. Sometimes I get an email on a couple emails on a Saturday and I wouldn't be able to respond until Sunday night or Monday morning kind of thing. So eliminating that friction is something that we're really excited about too. A couple other pieces. This one's a little more, interesting, nerve-wracking. Tectio, amazing community here in Toronto. I've loved them so much. And one of the reasons why why I moved to Toronto originally in 2019, 2020. And so I've been selected here, Speak AI has been selected to pitch. There's going to be Alex Norman, awesome guy, and a couple other investors there. They will listen to the pitch. They will ask some questions, give some feedback. Now, apparently, there will be a little vote mechanism. So people who are actually in the audience watching this are able to vote and say, hey, we're going to, I would invest in this or I would not invest in this. So I hope by the end of this, we're looking, we feel pretty good about it. That's life. If not, I will continue to learn, I'll persevere, and we'll continue on. So on more at the personal front, I am recording this video right now. So if you're watching this, you've gotten to this far and appreciate that. You can see a note that I just want to say. I've been recording these sort of daily stand-up videos, and in the last couple of days, I've removed the daily stand-up part, but I'm really trying to address a topic every day, starting with, different order. One, I got to fix that. Just things that are impacting companies, startups, technology, a lot of the topics that I'm interested in, and I know that other people in the space are interested. So if you are fascinated by these kind of topics, you want to hear any of my perspective, Perspective or Insights. The videos are there. I've linked this in the email, and I will link this in the linked on the website for anyone who sees this post. Again, from a more personal perspective, I'm very happy to have settled. I'm in Port Credit. I'm trying to see if I don't think I have this picture that I could pull up, but a nice picture of Monica and I out by the water. It's a beautiful, you know, settling in the house. It's more work than you think. We still got some work. You can still see my paint accents and colors there. Overall, really starting to settle. Excited to say that Vatsal is coming back from India, so I think we're going to have a guest for a little bit here. This is home. I really enjoyed here. Weather's been a little volatile, like the world itself, but still enjoying it as much as possibly can. And continuing to work through, you know, a couple things personally there and then professionally, but overall happy to do it from a place that I do think of as home. So as always, like, how can you contribute? I've shared this affiliate program. Love, you know, if anyone signed up for that and start sending people our way, and it's a great way for you to make money as well too. Check out the app, check out the website, give us some feedback. If there's anyone you're interested in knowing from an investor perspective, make an introduction. We always represent you well, and I think at the very least we're having very interesting conversations. Same thing from a customer, especially research firms, marketing agencies. That's where we've seen a lot of adoption and value creation with our company, and looking to continue that down that path. And so trying to think if there's anything else. Just, you know, It's a fun time. It's a challenging time. You never know what exactly you're getting yourself into. And I remember starting this company in 2019. Little did I know the world that we would be heading into. And that allows you, whether you want it or not, to have to adapt, to have to grow, to have to figure things out very quickly. And I didn't know that there would be, you know, 2 years of pandemic, and then a war, and then most likely a recession. These were not the challenges that were foreseen when starting this, but what it's allowed is, again, sort of the ability to adapt, hyper-learning, and building yourself through times where you need to build up resilience, then allows you to accelerate when things, if things, get a little easier and smoother. So, trying to think anything else. I'm good. This was 12 minutes and sort of a month in review. Excited to continue this journey. Really, again, focused on this idea of, like, and you can see it on the website, like, how can we turn language data into insights fast, and helping people do that without the need for big technical firms or development teams or data scientists or marketing agencies or whatever it is. And we're very happy and proud of that mission. Still lots of things to work through and figure out, and language is complex, conversation is complex. We're really doing our best, learning from how our customers are using the platform, and then making it better every day. So if you've been following along that journey, thank you so much. I really do appreciate this. We wouldn't be here without the support of people like you, and we're just thankful and grateful that we have people around us who care about the success of our company, and we care about the success for you. So if there's any way that I can help, please feel encouraged to reach out. Always love hearing from you. And if you're in Port Credit, let me know. Let's get together in person. Thank you so much.